from Josh G. He shares with us a train movie.
Yes.
With zombies.
Right. Train to Busan. That was, he posted this a couple weeks ago, I think. And I saw the trailer and I thought, wow, that looks interesting. I would like to see that. And then Armando, got in touch with me and said, hey, would you like to go see a movie? I can't go.
And it was this?
It was this movie, Train to Busan. So,
where was it playing?
Hollywood Theater. Now, okay. It should still be there if you're anywhere in Portland within the reach of our voices. You can probably go see that within the next week or so. If not, it was a good show. I mean, it reminded me of, and as I recall, you liked Snowpiercer.
I did.
Okay.
I'll admit to that.
Yeah. I did not like
Captain
Snowpiercer
America was
as
great
much.
In that movie.
He was. He was. He wasn't even.
He was my favorite Captain America movie.
America, yeah. I mean, at least not all the time.
Right.
Because Snowpiercer was about a train that goes all the way around the globe.
Correct.
And so only in America, statistically, you know, less than half the time.
Tilda
so.
Swinton got a little tiresome.
Yes.
After a while.
I did not care for Snowpiercer as much as you did. And I think perhaps in a lot of ways, this movie was everything that Snowpiercer maybe wanted to be in my mind.
I see.
So it was interesting. They are running zombies, which are bad.
Yes.
They're not real.
Oh, you don't like
zombies
running.
Zombies don't run.
Oh, you don't like
no.
running zombies.
Those
really?
Are fake zombies. Like see? 28 Days Later, running zombies. Like I Am Legend, running zombies.
It rejuvenated the genre.
Fuck that.
So you don't like Left 4 Dead.
They're not real zombies. No, real zombies shuffle around. It's not about the it's not about the pursuit of the zombie. It's about the
running is not canon.
No, it's not. I will stand by that. That is a conviction of mine that I will defend until my dying day, and until I become a zombie, and then I'll probably run away. And you know, so it goes.
Yeah, you're gonna change your tune once you become a zombie. You're like, well, I wish I could run.
No, here's the thing. Zombies in my mind, as like embodied in the Romero films and embodied in The Walking Dead, following the tradition of traditional zombies.
So, like, you're saying Romero, like, established the canon.
It seems so.
Okay.
It seems
okay.
to me, yes. And feel free to disagree, Jeremy. You have your own opinions, I'm sure.
I'm not a huge zombie fan. So.
Okay, yes. You don't think they should exist.
I take a neutral stance here.
And plead the fifth. No, I think that the genius of the zombie genre is that the fear and the dread is of an overwhelming force that's slowly shuffling about. And it's not about whether they're going to overtake you. It's about whether they're going to surround you.
Okay.
Chew on that.
No. I get it. Because like you can run and you can continue. I mean, this was sort of like why The Mummy was scary at its time. It's like, you know,
Wait, The Mummy with
the
Brendan Fraser?
No. Pre-Brendan
okay.
Fraser.
Okay. The original Mummy.
Yes, with Pauly Shore.
Okay, gotcha.
yeah, the like
with the Rock is the Scorpion. Okay, I'm sorry. Keep going.
God damn it! what made that work was that the mummy didn't sleep. Like you were eventually going to tire out. It was eventually going to catch up with you, and that's sort of what makes the zombie genre work too. Is like, you know, you're going to run out of places. You will eventually get surrounded. You will eventually, you know, get taken.
Yeah. And I'm fascinated by that metaphor.
Yeah.
I'm not fascinated by something that can outrun you.
Okay.
And that's what's happening in Train to Busan, which is its only downfall. Everything else is like, it's a pretty good movie. So, yeah.
So do you... We've sidetracked way
maybe
way
this will be
far
bonus
afield.
Content. Who knows?
Right. But would you say like that a running zombie is a cheat?
Yes.
Okay.
In every way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
I think I can get on board with that.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
But
that.
I still think 28 Days Later was great.
Fuck that.
28 Weeks Later, not so great.
Yeah, it's okay. This is the great thing about in this highly bifurcated political season, you and I can still reach across the aisle.
That's right.
Next in mail.
Next up,